Welcome to AJ Talks.
Just two yappers.
We are so happy you are here and spending your time listening to us. Well, I'm Jaden.
I'm Avery.
Now, me and Avery have written books together and made all sorts of projects, created and done like a whole lot of random things together.
Really random
Oh,
things.
yes. We've known each other for a long time. And basically, whenever we're together, it's kind of a party.
Kind of a party.
It's totally a
It's a
party.
party.
Everyone loves us.
Anyways, for a little background information, we're hanging out at a Winter's dance.
Yes.
Winter's.
Winter's, yeah.
And there was just this really funny sophomore, and he just told us that we should be a TV show because
We're that
we're just that
entertaining.
entertaining.
He said he'd watch us all day just talking to each other.
Now, we're probably exaggerating just a little bit, but we just decided to make this podcast. And we had talked about it for a really long time. And we finally did it.
I know. So proud of us. All right. So, quick overview of what our podcast is. To actually explain it, it's going to be basically everything and anything. We're going to be talking to each other, making jokes, doing all sorts of crazy things. Different segments is kind of our plan throughout our episodes, with a lot of random adventures and a whole lot of hilarious stuff.
And many dream guests.
Oh yes, dream guests. We will have
Many
so
dream
many dream guests.
guests.
We'll have different themes throughout our episodes, so you can pick and choose what you listen to, but you might want to listen to everything because we are hilarious.
It's just who we are.
We are
We
self-described
can't help
pro yappers. Yeah, so it's
Yep.
gonna be good. Anyway, let's get into the first episode. This first segment, it's called Knee Slappers. Well, this is an episode to get to know us and this podcast better. So what's a better way than horrible dad jokes?
In this episode, this little segment, Knee Slappers, we will be telling bad dad jokes back and forth to each other, and the first to laugh loses.
So though we each have four jokes, we're gonna do three rounds. So you're gonna do one joke. If Avery laughs, I get a point. And then if she makes me laugh, she gets a point or it would cancel each other out. We have an extra fourth one in case we tie, but I think I'm gonna beat Avery. She kind of laughs at anything. It makes me feel a lot funnier than I am. See. All right, Avery. I'm gonna start off. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What's Forrest Gump's password?
I don't know, what is it?
One, Forrest, one.
Not gonna laugh. That's a terrible joke. I'm not gonna laugh.
It's a great joke. One,
Jaden,
Forrest, one.
no.
Oh, you also can get points deducted if you laugh at your own joke, Avery. You go.
Ready, Jaden? I hate my job. All I do is crush cans all day. It's so depressing.
That's not funny. Okay. It takes a lot of guts to be an organ donor. It does.
It does take a lot of guts. That's so bad.
Your turn.
I can't take my dog to the pond anymore because the ducks keep attacking him. That's what I get for bringing a purebred dog.
Nope. Don't laugh at your own joke. Okay. I didn't understand why the frisbee kept getting bigger. Then it hit me.
That was so bad.
Oh, that was good. You know that
No,
one's
that
good.
was
Avery, then it hit
terrible.
me.
I get it, and it's
You don't
terrible.
play with frisbees enough.
Why would I play with frisbee? Is there a limit to play with
Hey,
frisbee?
frisbee golf, that's all my brother does, okay? Literally.
Okay,
All he
I think
does.
I've played that game like once or twice.
Well, clearly not enough.
Okay, anyways. Ready for mine?
Yeah. I think I'm winning, right?
Yeah, you're winning. I don't trust stairs. They're always up to something.
That is so bad. Okay.
They're always up to something.
I
Get it?
understand.
Stairs.
I understand the joke. That's not the problem, Avery. Okay, I think I won. I win.
Jaden
That's it.
won.
On to the next segment. All right, for our next segment, we're going to be doing screenagers.
Everything having to do with social media, TV, all the screens. Oh, all yes. The screens.
Because we are our screenagers.
Yes.
So specifically in this segment, today, we're going to talk about Wicked.
Wicked.
Now, Wicked is the new, we're talking about the new movie, Wicked, not the Broadway musical or the book.
The one with Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
Yes. Jonathan Bailey. Sorry. If you haven't seen Wicked ever at all, basically it's kind of like an adaptation of The Wizard of Oz,
but it's the background story of the Wicked Witch and the Good Witch.
Yes. So it's like a preview or an origin story.
I feel like it'd be kind of sad if you didn't know about it. I'm sorry.
My boss did not know about it, and she really hated it. It was kind of funny. I talked to her about it at work. She was just explaining to me how stupid she thought. No, her main issue with it is that she thinks that the way they did the Wicked Witch was not accurate at all to the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. They said they didn't make her look enough like a witch. She said, you know what she looks like? Shrek. And she pulled up side-by-side photos of how Shrek looks, and she's like, she doesn't look like a witch. Where's her oh my pointy gosh. Nose? That was her
she
argument.
Doesn't have, like, horn ears, though.
You know what's even funnier is yesterday Avery showed me a video of Shrek in Shrek 2 flying around with, like, Donkey to the Defying Gravity soundtrack.
It was, like, spot on. It was spot on. He's, like,
so
flying.
The Shrek comparison is there.
With Donkey. Yes, it was spot on.
More about Wicked. So, yeah, that's kind of, like, the basis. Mm-hmm. It's basically like The Wizard of Oz, but it's not at all The Wizard of Oz.
Because it's better than The Wizard of Oz. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a fan fiction. It was written by what's-his-face?
Gregory McGuire. I think that's his name.
The fact that you had know all these names. She's just pulling these out. We did not research this beforehand.
Gregory McGuire. I think that's his name.
Yeah.
Don't read the book. The book is not very good.
Oh.
Not very good.
Hate on the author right there.
Well, it's just a little special. I'll just say that.
But the Broadway musical is really good.
It's very good. But yeah, that's because Idina
Menzel. Menzel.
Is that Idina Menzel?
Is that how you pronounce her name?
Menzel.
Yeah. Original Menzel. Broadway cast right there.
With Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah. Crazy. They were amazing. Mm-hmm. They were so good. The music in Wicked, though, was so good, though.
My gosh.
They did such a good job.
Stephen Schwartz.
You're just name dropping people.
He is a brilliant, brilliant writer for the music. It was genius. Genius. Even though the song Sentimental Man is the most terrifying song on this planet, the lyrics are so good.
It has created so many trends.
So many.
There are so many videos now going, what's the Bach one?
How does it go? Oh, me and
Bach. If you haven't seen those videos.
They're very hilarious.
It's basically just making fun of the low
Bach. But, like, her character is, like,
oh my gosh, so
low
annoying.
Key, really, really annoying.
I hate her.
And if you don't know.
The actor's great.
Yeah. If you don't know what happens.
She did a great job being horrible.
She did. And you, like, really hated her. But if you don't know what happens in part two.
Oh, are you spoiling right now?
I'm not going to spoil. I'm just saying it gets.
She's dead to us.
It gets crazy.
Yeah.
So. It gets a little crazy.
Also, you know, there's, like, the theater kid element of Wicked, mm-hmm. which
major theater
the songs,
kids.
The musical, all the stuff. Basically, theater kids are going absolutely crazy.
Don't go to the Wicked. Movie theater with theater kids.
They will sing the whole time.
Yes.
And we know because we were there. Well, I sat by one of our dear friends, Logan.
Oh, major, major theater kid. We love him. We love him.
He sang the whole time, every song. He knew it by heart. We have a handshake to the song Popular.
You do?
Oh, yes. And Logan.
I love that
We've
so
created
much.
One based around it.
That's
beautiful.
Hilarious.
But, you know, I wouldn't say me and Avery are really full-fledged theater kids anymore.
No.
In our junior high era,
we were
prime
oh my gosh.
Theater kids.
Mr. Tallinn loved us.
Oh, yes. We were, like, top-tier theater kids.
Oh, yeah.
Stars everything, you
And
know.
Then high school hit.
Then high school hit.
We were
know.
Like,
we got a little busy. We do other things, you know, sports, choir. But we're not full-fledged theater kids. Yet, Avery has seen the musical 8 times. In theaters. 8 times.
Except...
Which is it's a big amount.
In my defense.
If someone says, hey, I've seen it 4 times, you're like, okay, you've seen it a lot. You know what's going on.
It's just so good. I think I cried
Okay, I did not cry.
I cried the first, I think, 4 times I saw it. Just because it just was so good. It's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other times I didn't, because then I, like, paid attention to, like, all the little hidden details. Oh, my gosh. It's, like, actually insane how many little hidden Easter eggs
I do think it's really cool to watch it when you know, like certain things. Because then it, like, gives you more to look for.
So and that's many really things. Nice. There are so many things.
I will say I did enjoy it a lot the second time I watched it. But I also watched it the second time with my parents. And the whole time it was my mom just trying to guess plot lines and my dad just staring at Ariana Grande. So it was entertaining, though. Oh, and it was on New Year's, you know, because now you can buy it.
Yes, I bought it the second it became available. I will never get tired of that movie. I don't think I will. And I know people are like, oh, you're going to get tired of that. No. No.
Okay.
I will not get tired of that movie.
Interesting. So the next thing we kind of, another random thing about Wicked. You've seen this, but there is like a trend where people were just obsessing over the girl who played young Nessa Rose, because she's like adorable,
so cute, and she has her little like yep,
like she has like 2 lines and she just goes yep, and then she says like
she's like no,
but like she's so little and she's cute. So young that like there's literal like straight like threads where people are just like she's the most adorable thing we've ever seen, and she literally had 2 lines and everyone's like obsessing over her, which so is funny. It's well deserved. She's kind of adorable.
Kind of. She's so adorable.
She's except so adorable.
My one issue is, why is she like crying like that though? You know the one part?
Oh, where she's where like she cries.
Crying and you're
well, she's also a child, and the way she cries is,
well, it just was a little awkward because like if you haven't seen the movie, basically there's just kids that
watch
are like
the movie.
Yes. There's just a part where the kids are making fun of Elphaba and the Wicked Witch and her sister's just crying and it's like I don't know
where you're going with this. I'm like, yeah.
I don't know. To me, it's just a little... Never mind.
No, you gotta finish your point now. Everyone's confused.
Well, she's, like, just crying so annoyingly. Like,
well, I think that's good character on her, though, because she's supposed to be annoying. We're supposed to hate her. Come on.
She's very, very annoying. But there's also that other thing. You know that song that they sing where it's, like, Elphaba, Glinda, Elphaba, Glinda.
I'm a witch.
Witch is witch. Isn't that? I don't know.
Now that's a trend. That's on. I've seen that. That's
yeah, like I think TikTok, it's really Instagram. Fun. Yeah,
that's interesting. Because
they did it like they copied it after Wolverine.
And oh yeah, because it was like Wolverine, Deadpool.
Yeah,
but wasn't there also like a Barbieheimer one too?
Maybe was there?
I feel like people just keep making a whole bunch of stuff. We have ChatGPT now to create things for us.
Yeah, it's getting a little out of hand.
That musical.
We're getting a little off topic.
Yes, we are. But anyways. Yeah, so that was kind of just little interesting facts about Wicked.
Yeah.
And some little trends that we think are interesting. And now we're going to move on. Okay. For our last segment, we are going to be telling injury stories. So this segment is called Injury Prone.
Yay.
Yeah. So Avery's going to tell one about her, and then I'll tell one of mine.
Okay, so as you may have noticed, I have this lovely contraption on my leg. I feel like a robot in it. It's a little... much, but I tore my ACL a few months back, and the story is
gorgeous,
very great.
Also, they probably can't see it.
No, they can see it.
Well, not on Spotify.
Oh, not on our podcast. Just kidding. If you're listening to it, you can't see it. But imagine a
giant robotic limb.
Yes. Yes.
No, it's like a basic has ACL.
Spikes on it.
Yeah.
Kidding. No, there's no spikes. Anyways,
we wish.
A few months ago. Yes, I should bedazzle it.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Anyways, I am part of the One Voice Children's Choir, if you've ever heard of them. Mm-hmm. And we had a performance down at the Eccles Theater with Casey Elliott, all these really talented singers, and it was for Joseph and Technicolor Dreamcoat. And we had just done our last performance of the week. And me and my friend, we were running right back out stage. Like 5 seconds after it ended, we ran out. And we're running down the hallway, and she yells at me, Avery, do a heel click. So I did a heel click, and I tore my ACL doing a heel click.
So good.
I know. Best part about it, though, You know the lady in High School Musical who does, like, the pop it, lock it thing?
Yeah.
You know that girl? I don't remember her name. I think her name's like Casey or something.
Yeah.
You know that girl, though?
Mm-hmm.
She was in this production. And mm-hmm. so I'm, like, limping down the hallway, and she was right there. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And she's like, oh, my gosh, what happened? And I was like, I don't know. I just, like, there's something in my knee. And she, like, helped me go to the EMTs, and I felt really special to be with her. And I was like, thank you so much. There you go. That's my story.
We love that. I think it's even funnier because, you know, like, all the things you could say, people would be like, oh, what happened? You're like, oh, you know, sports injury.
Like, oh,
I heard it in the game-winning shot for soccer.
Right? Or like, oh, I was skiing, and I did this really cool trick, and I landed on it
or
wrong.
Like, I was running from a guy I, like, got in a fight with, and then I tripped after I, like, punched him
and tried to, like, fight off, but no.
No. I did a heel click.
So, people don't listening, watching, don't do a heel click. Unless you are trained.
Is there training for heel clicks?
People tell me that now. Say you're not a professional heel clicker.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely not a professional heel clicker.
Well, words. I don't even know how, because my friend, he was telling me, he was watching it from behind, and he said it looked like I had a seizure midair, which I don't know how that's possible, but I guess that's what it looked like. And I landed on my leg wrong.
Oh, it's so unfortunate.
And then I just had surgery a few weeks ago. So, yeah.
Little young me, of course, it was bright morning. Very happy times. Yeah. And I got up and I was talking to my mom and I was like, hey, do you know, I have never once had stitches or broken a bone. Like, how lucky am I? I'm literally just perfect. And my mom was like, yeah, okay, sure. So funny. That's so cool. That night.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I was, like, in my basement. I was trying to avoid going to a pitching lesson. As one does. I had a lesson, and I was really hungry. And so my mom was making me nachos. And so I ran up. My mom calls me to get these nachos. And my dad's like, we're going to a pitching lesson. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I wanted food. And so I'm running down my hallway.
No.
And there's a little metal barrier between my carpet and my tile. So there's this little metal barrier between, like, my tile and my carpet. And so I went to, like, you know, like when you slide in socks on your tile, like, as it, like, you know,
yes,
you do that.
Yes. And like, it's the funnest thing
it's
ever.
All the time. Yeah. So I, like, yes. went to go do that. Mm-hmm. But I think I kicked too early.
Oh, no.
And I kicked my foot right into that metal barrier. And then I, like, barrel rolls and, like, I land and I'm, like, crying. I'm, like, my foot hurts so bad. And, you know, my dad's gosh. Like, Jaden, get up. Like, you're joking, whatever, whatever. And I'm, like, no, like, it hurts so bad. And they just look and my sock was just filling up with blood.
Oh.
And so my dad, he's, like, oh, whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
So he, like, takes off my sock and I can't see my foot. Like, I'm not looking at my foot. I'm hysterical. And my dad just says, hey, Jaden, like, we're going to the hospital. Like, you need stitches.
Gosh.
Like, there's no, and I'm like, oh, hearing the word stitches, I hate needles. I'm terrified. I was more tears. No, don't take me to the hospital. I don't want to go. I don't want stitches. Like, freaking out.
Same day you were like, I've never had stitches.
I've never broken a bone. So anyway, I go to my doctor. He takes one look at my foot and is like, I'm not even gonna touch that. He goes, you better take her to, like, urgent care.
Oh my goodness.
I go to urgent care. They look at it and they're like, we're going to take some x-rays. Smush my foot in a very painful position. They're like pulling my toes separate, like to take all these x-rays. And then they're like, hey, they like numb one of my toes. So basically what happened is I broke like 3-4 of my toes, individual toes, broke the individual toe bones.
And I never heard this.
Okay. This is the worst part. So my middle toenail,
oh, no.
The way I hit it, it popped the toenail out from the back end. So like where your nail.
How does that even.
Yeah. The where your nail goes into your skin. Yeah. It pulled it out and up.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
So then they like put it. So then they like numbed my one toe.
Oh my gosh.
And stuck the nail back under and stitched it.
Oh my gosh.
Back in. All while they're telling me this. A little like 10, 12 year old. The lady stitching my toe up. Like, you know, you might never have a nail there. And I'm like. A little 10-year-old. I'm like hysteric. I'm crying. She's like. It's okay, though. You can paint the skin. No one will know.
And I'm like, okay, that is the worst thing. Like,
you can paint the skin. And then they gave me, like, freaking boot. And because, like, what are they? It's broken toes. They really don't do anything. Just in case, if you ever break your toes in the future, they literally don't do anything. The only reason I needed to go to urgent care is because they had to stitch up my toenail. My toenail did grow back. I have a toenail.
You don't have to paint it.
I don't have to paint the skin.
I was going
to
ask.
No, I have a toenail. I broke like a few toes. I wore this weird boot and I got an elevator key.
That is the best thing.
All for a plate of nachos.
Best thing.
That's ridiculous. And my dad told my softball team that because I was out. Like I couldn't pitch for a while.
Yeah.
And so my dad told my whole softball team that I broke my foot trying to get nachos. And they called me nachos for a few months after that.
I don't blame them.
I do.
I get called cripple.
Well, that's because you are one.
Sorry.
Anyway, so those were some fun injury stories.
Very fun.
Hopefully not too graphic.
Hope you guys don't get hurt out there.
No.
Like we do.
Don't tell people you've never had stitches or broken a bone.
Because
you will then get stitches and break a bone. Like the odds. Also, don't do heel clicks. PSA.
Don't do heel clicks. It was the worst thing ever. I felt like three clicks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you were aiming for a heel click and you got three knee clicks, so. That was good.
That was really good.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much.
Or wherever you're seeing this.
Hopefully we didn't scare you away on the first episode.
Oh, yes. And if you enjoyed this, please continue to listen to our episodes or watch the extended content we're going to do on YouTube and Instagram and all the other fun platforms.
All the social media.
All the social medias. Thanks for yapping with us.